Many people might be familiar with your reporting on the Green Bay Packers. How did you get into sports reporting in the first place?
Well, it's kind of a funny story because I was not an athlete and really am not an athlete. I'm the only child of a single mother, and she was not at all interested in sports. So growing up, the first 10 years of my life, I don't remember watching or attending a single sporting event, which is very different from a lot of sportscasters who grow up with sports. Either you're a good athlete or you just love going to sports. So it was not a part of my life when I was young. My mother met my stepfather when I was 10, and he was the one who was interested in sports. So he started taking me to Badger basketball games and Badger football games. And I think it was really at the old UW Fieldhouse where the Badgers played basketball that I fell in love with sports because it was so much fun.
What is it about reporting on sports that is so exciting to you? Is it the action or the drama of it?
I would say both. I'm not a statistics person, so I can never remember scores of games even from last week. You know, that stuff just flies through my head. But I think people always remember how you felt or how the whole community felt after a game, win or lose or draw. And that's what I love about sports, is just that it brings the whole community together, all thinking and feeling the same way and rooting for the same team. And then I like the human side of it, the emotional side of it. You know, who are these people that become these great athletes?
When you were learning or just getting into sports, it sounds like when you were in high school or as a teenager, mm-hmm. What were some of the things that you had to kind of learn to break into this world of sports and sports reporting?
I mean, I had to learn just about everything about sports. I guess I probably knew somewhere deep down that as a woman, I would be judged maybe a little more harshly, at least initially by people. There were no sportscasters on the local level. I wound up being the first female in the entire state of Wisconsin to anchor a sportscast. And this was in Madison at WISC. So when I was growing up, there were none. There were no role models locally. But for me personally, breaking into sports didn't seem like a big deal because I grew up in a neighborhood that was just all about you can do or be anything you want to be. I grew up on the east side of Madison and in the hippie 1970s. My mom was a carpenter, and then later she was an architectural designer. So she had a very non-traditional career. So to me, it was very natural. But I did have to teach myself. People say, well, how did you learn so much about sports? It's like anything. If you immerse yourself in it, it's like learning a foreign language. You just pick up everything until you feel like you're very well versed in it.
What kind of reaction have you gotten over the years? I'm thinking both from listeners and fans, but also from the athletes themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a 22-year career, it's really been very positive. There were a couple of incidents that kind of served to remind me that it's not going to be smooth sailing the whole way. In 1992, one of the very first sportscasts that I anchored, a man called and he said, I'm never going to watch Channel 3 again. And I said, why? And he said, because you're a chick and chicks don't know anything about sports. And I just said to him, I hope you change your mind one day. That sort of thing showed me that at least some viewers were not totally on board.
It can be maybe difficult or uncomfortable to try to talk to, say, a player or an athlete who's just finished a race or a game. Mm-hmm. You know, they're exhausted. And how do you handle that situation of talking to athletes?
Sure. It's a lot easier to talk to somebody after a victory than it is after a defeat. And just as an example, I've covered three Super Bowls now, two that the Packers won and one that the Packers lost. And the one that they lost was a real challenge for us. That was the one that happened to be on NBC, which is the affiliate that I work for. So we had a three-hour post-game show planned, thinking that they were going to win because everybody thought they were going to beat the Broncos and win that year. And we were all planning for this big victory celebration, and then none of the players would come out of the locker room to the field to do live interviews with us because they'd lost, and they were understandably quite upset about it. So they just changed and got on the bus and got out of there as fast as they could, and we had 3 hours to fill. And so we wound up interviewing Denver Broncos because they were the only ones hanging around on the field celebrating. So it can definitely be a challenge. And I just try to treat them with respect and think about how would I feel and what types of questions would I want to answer. Certainly, they could and should, in my opinion, step up to the plate, step up to the microphone, and say if something went wrong, if they made a mistake, whatever. We're all human. That's sports. That's life.
And is there a certain sport that you particularly like or look forward to covering?
I guess I would say football. I really do love football. The only thing about it is that I can't watch it now with as much joy as I used to watch it, because we know so much more about concussions and injuries. And so it's very hard for me to see that sort of stuff happening now to these players. Back in the early, mid-90s, when I was first doing this job, we didn't know any of that. None of us did. And if somebody got hurt, they would just say he got his bell rung, he got a stinger, and he'd go right back into the field. And we had no idea about the long-term ramifications of concussions. So it is a little bit, I just find that I'm not, you know, watching with the same vigor that I used to, but I still do really love football.
Jesse Garcia, thanks so much for these insights into the life of a female sports reporter.
Absolutely. Thanks for talking with me.